You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, a podcast for spiritual souls on their journey of enlightening the world. I'm your host, Stephanie Powers. Welcome. So back in, I think it was 2018, I recorded a podcast, and I don't remember the exact title of it, but it was along the lines of how you know you've met your twin flame, or twin flames, karmic partners, soulmates, what's the difference, what do they mean? Or the story of how I met my twin flame and how it turned, something like that. But that was 2 years ago. And a lot has changed. I've grown a lot. I've evolved a lot. I've studied spirituality even more, both by learning in my own personal life, but by reading and researching. And so I really felt compelled, even in the past few months, to re-record this episode. Because I saw I was doing some damage, and I also wanted to revamp my thoughts on it. So, joining me here is my partner, my boyfriend, sweet baby Jay.
Hello.
Thank you for recording with me.
Always.
It's always so much easier to have someone to talk to. You guys, podcasting is difficult, and baby Jay here has his own show, Battlefield Self, and you've kept it going for a while, but you've also said, like, okay, yeah, it's difficult to have a conversation with yourself.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to have a conversation with yourself. And people are like, well, I have conversations all day. I talk to myself probably a lot. Like, you hit record, and sometimes all of a sudden, everything you wanted to talk about just goes out the fucking window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's that. Now, let's get back on the twin flame dynamic. This is actually, so for those of you who don't know, JL and I found each other through Lightworkers Lounge. I just posted about that on Lightworkers Lounge Instagram. It was a post that said, tag that person who you met online. It's now a huge part of your life. That's you, baby Jay.
Aww.
I know. It's crazy. I'll find myself just laying next to you or just sitting across from you eating dinner at the table. And it's like, oh my gosh. What started as just a simple DM and then audio messages on Instagram is now us plotting and planning a home together and being in love, and it's just the most beautiful thing ever. I catch myself all the time, like, holy shit, he went from being an audio message that I looked forward to every morning to my partner living with me, sharing a home, cooking dinner together, taking a shower together. Like, it's nuts.
You have the Miami moment?
Yeah. Tell them about your Miami moment.
Yeah, so when we were together the very first time in Miami, she was talking to me.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, you were talking to me from the restroom, so I couldn't see you. And I was thinking, oh, okay, like my phone is playing an audio message. And then when you walked out, I was like, holy shit. Yeah, she's not just an audio message anymore. Like, this is real.
This is real.
Wow.
Do you still have moments like that, like almost a year later, where you all look at me like, oh my God.
All the time. I'm amazed by you every single day, period. So, yes.
I'm amazed by you too. My relationship really is one that should be in a movie. Should be wrote about in a book.
One day.
One day, for sure.
Yeah.
So that is actually how you found the podcast, as someone referred it to you to say, listen to this episode about twin flames. Because this was back in early 2018, and you had just discovered the whole twin flame dynamic. And so you listened to the podcast because you were like, holy shit, there's not really a lot of research or people out there that understand what I'm going through. Wow, a whole podcast episode about it? Sweet. So can you think back to before we even talked to each other or knew each other intimately, you listened to that episode. Did you feel like understood by me? Did you disagree with some things I said in it?
No, I agreed with everything you said, but I think there's like, I WebMD'd, right? So I listened to the podcast and I was like, wow, resonates. And then I WebMD'd and I think that's where I got lost. I got lost with the WebMD because I Googled twin flame and I Googled karmic and I Googled what should these relationships be? Like, what are the dynamics? What to do when you find one of these? Mm-hmm. And everything I found online just threw me for a fucking whirlwind.
Yeah.
So I resonated so much with what you said, yes. But it, like you said at the time, I think you had a different view then than you do now.
Yeah.
Based on your growth. And yeah.
So let's take it back to the beginning for them, because you and I both have quote unquote twin flame stories, which is the one I briefly speak about in 2018, but I didn't
really allude to it. And, you know, I posted an Instagram Q&A with you guys, and a lot of you are like, Steph, when are you going to share your freaking story? I'm dying to hear it. It just didn't feel right, but it kind of feels right now. And the reason why I've been so is because I've been in my own head like, was it? Was it not? I don't want to make it out to be this grandiose, romantic, fantasy thing when it really wasn't. So I've been just been trying to sort it out and organize it before I present it to such a large platform. But let's take it back from Baby J, because you have your own separate twin flame story. I have my own. And we connected on that. That is...
That's legit.
That's how we connected. I was with someone else. You were with someone else. You were like, you DM me like, hey, I don't know anybody I can talk to about my twin flame story. Help. And why I connected with you so much is that all I get at least 20 DMs a day to this day, and all the way back then 2 years ago, people saying, twin flame triples, help. So the fact that a man reached out to me and not a woman was like, oh, whoa, I got to open this one and see what this is about. And we have so many things that create our really deep Scorpio moon bond. We both have a Scorpio moon. But one of them is the fact that you were the first man I ever told my entire detailed twin flame story to. It was just like two women and you. And so that, something about your masculine energy, being able to share it and be accepted. I was so scared. I didn't even know you. I didn't even know what you looked like. I had no idea. I poured my heart out to you and told you things that I felt guilty or shame over, fear over. And you were just like, no, it's cool. Because guess what? Here's my story. So the brief watered down version of your twin flame story. How did you find your twin flame? How did you know or think they were your twin flame?
Ooh. So.
In summary.
Yeah. So before I even became like encompassed in this spiritual journey, I had went out one night to a bar, and like I'd done, you know, many times before, like never going out looking for something. I was actually married, and there was just this undeniable pull to somebody who my ego said didn't fit the bill. Mm. Right. So that was the moment where I was like, wait, why do I have this magnetic pull, like spiritually, towards this other soul, this other person, when A, they don't, you know, at a bar, they didn't fit my ego at that time, mm-hmm. and I was married. And so the magnetic pull led to curiosity, and then curiosity led to me opening up and this person becoming a toxic safe space in a sense. And I just, I don't know. It took a little while for me to...
Well, like, did this person say, hey, I think we're twin flames? Or were you, like, on your own, like, how do I meet someone?
No, okay, so...
How did the TF get brought up?
So the TF got brought up because she brought up spirituality, because mm-hmm. she was already going through her own spiritual journey, and I wasn't yet. She brought up spirituality. I actually, Virgo, me, looked into spirituality, and the first thing that popped up were, like, relationships within spirituality. And then that's where WebMD kind of popped up, and it was like, well, here's the labels of a spiritual relationship. And it was those. It was twin flame, karmic, soulmate. So being me in this weird pool and kind of my life feeling like it was in shambles, mm-hmm. I read each one of them and immediately was like, oh, twin flame. Because of, you know, A, B, and C.
It fit A, B, and C on WebMD.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's how it got brought up for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to you in a minute. Now I'm going to share mine. So I've never really shared this on the platform, but my quote-unquote twin flame came to me while I was married as well. And it was as simple as a Facebook message of, hey, how you been? And it turned into much more after that, but like you said, we'll get to how these things ended. I think I also felt that magnetic pull. And we Scorpio moons are loyal to our spouses, especially. Like, yeah. It killed us inside to feel like, what? Why? Why do I have this magnetic pull? I'm married. I should have this pull towards my spouse.
Yeah.
This sucks. But I feel so hesitant to share things because I can, like, visualize people listening. Like, yeah, fucking right. Real loyal. That, well, but that's, you know what I mean, I know right? what you mean.
Because anybody looking at my story, if somebody who thinks they know me or has known me since high school or whenever, like childhood, listens to this podcast and they hear me say that same thing, like I have this loyalty to me and I don't know why I was doing what I was doing, they would have, they would be like, oh, bullshit, blah, blah, like. They don't know.
Fuck you, your spirituality. But that's ego people.
Exactly.
Those are people who are projecting. They don't mean it. And I should know better that the ones listening to Lightworkers Lounge get it. And there are so many ears listening to this saying, no, keep going because I'm in that same position.
Yeah.
It's tough. You have such a like physical magnetic pull to this person. But then your head and your ego is like, you have a wedding band on, you're with someone else.
Yeah.
No. So, the reason why I'm not going to find detail about my story is because it's all said and done. I do not talk to this person anymore. I'm no longer married or talking to my twin flame. So, I don't think that that's what this person was because he didn't fit A, B, and C. He fit A, B, but not C. And C was a really strong proponent of it. So that's why I'm hesitant right now. I don't know. And if I had to pick one category that this person fit in, karmic maybe, because I really think that this person came into my life to show me, hey, your head has been smiling for the gram and saying, I'm in a happy marriage. I'm great. I'm going to try and have kids and buy a house and do all this stuff. But hey, let me just dangle this carrot in front of you because I know you're going to bite it because I know you're not in love. And your dumbass needs to be shown that.
Yeah, from an evolved state, I think that's the biggest lesson. Takeaway from it all is that these labels should just be listed as lessons. Like a twin flame lesson should be this, and a karmic lesson should be this, and a soulmate lesson should be this. But I don't know, whoever out there started the book of karmic soulmate and these titles.
Yeah, who wrote this?
Whoever started
that. Who wrote this? Where's the originator?
Exactly. Because who knows? The Nobody originator, questions that. The originator of it all might have said, like, these are the labels and this is what they mean. But over time, somebody and all of us have ran with it. And what's the deal in school we talked about where we literally had something in school where we told one person one thing.
Telephone.
And we had a line. Telephone.
Yep.
By the time we got to the end.
You start with, I love orange strawberries. Yep. By the time you get to the end, it's, I'm going outside to play in the water.
Exactly. And it's like, so I think that's part of it. Like somebody maybe originally wrote this script.
In a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Because there's a baseline. So, okay, wow. This is so, there's so much to say. I think we covered our twin flame stories. Mine ended because I knew that person just came into my life to show me something. And I also knew that person was extremely toxic. As a separate entity, he was very, very toxic. And I knew that's not someone I want to be with at all, point blank, period. So I can't look back on it. I look at him as symbolizing freedom for me, being young, wild, and free. I didn't want him. I wanted to be young, wild, and free, to live my truth, to follow my heart. And he was just a physical manifestation of that to show me. I was not meant to be forever after my fairy tale knight in shining armor, have five babies and never argue and live in a mansion by the sea. Yeah. That's not, I thought it was for like a year. But now that I'm out of it, I'm not lost in the sauce. It's like, no. He was just brought into my life to show me, hey, stop lying to yourself. You're not in love. This isn't your person. You're capable of so much more. So how did yours end? How did you finally say, okay, twin flame or not, this isn't right?
Yeah, so I saw the toxicity within it at the end, and I was like, okay, this was meant to teach me lessons. And as hard as it's been to like walk away and come back and walk away and come back, do this whole what they would call runner chaser phase, which is bullshit. But we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But at the end, there was things that were done that just I knew didn't align with who I was at my higher self. It was things said, and there was just some toxic shit done that made me go, wow, this is not somebody I want in my life.
Mm-mm.
But I can give gratitude for all the lessons and the growth
yeah.
that I took from it.
Same.
And I can apply it to myself moving forward.
Yep.
So, I mean, I give gratitude, but sure. it was a level of toxicity that I noticed at the end that I was like, this is not acceptable in my life.
Twin flame soulmate or not, this is not.
Nope.
Same here. I reached a point where I was like, come on. This, you can't put a Band-Aid over extreme emotional abuse and toxicity in the name of Runner Chaser.
Yeah.
Be back. So that segues into, okay, so you guys asked. I have a little Q&A. I'm going to pull up on my phone, wherever that is. Where is my
phone? I don't know.
We'll grab it in a second. But you guys want to know the difference between twin flames, soulmates, and karmic partners. So, a twin flame definition is someone who you have an immediate magnetic pull to. And, gosh, we don't have any, like, reading material in front of us. So I'm just going off
of everything
I've ever read, everything I've ever researched. But it's someone that comes out of the blue, and you just know that you're just so attracted to them that you can't get them out of your brain. You know what I've noticed in my own experience, and I have never read this anywhere, is that I would think about my twin flame. Like, we lived in two different parts of the country, never really spoke because I was married and I was very, like, nope, boundaries, not speaking, that's not how I roll. So we never really spoke. But around the full moon, every month, the full moon, I would crave him and miss him and just want to speak to him so bad that it would feel like a physical tightness in my chest. And then around the new moon, I could be like, forget it. It was weird. It was whatever. I'm good. I'll go on with living my normal life that I've created, blah, 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 whatever. So I've noticed cycles with the moon that it would really like pull it out of me. But again, with the full moon, that light illuminates everything in your subconscious. So that could have been what it was.
Yeah. I think, so the way, so I have this open right now.
Okay.
So the
what
way
is it
that,
called? Four this most is just, important elements of a twin flame. And 20, the four yeah. elements of a twin flame relationship and 25 signs you're in one.
Exactly.
Oh, let's do it.
But, okay.
Yeah, twin flames have an instant, instinctive, and undeniably intense bond. As soon as they meet, they feel an overwhelming and familiar home sensation, as though they have known one another before. Okay, but that overlaps with the soulmate definition. Because if you ask me, that's the definition of a soulmate. Like, hey, I've known you before.
Yeah.
Home. A soulmate is not, nice to meet you, my name's Stephanie.
Yeah.
A soulmate is, where have you been?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you.
That's the way.
I feel like when you meet a twin flame, it's like your heart's pounding. You're like, whoa.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. Because
I think my ex-husband was a soulmate, for sure. And when I met him, not nervous, no heart pounding, nothing. I was like, I've known you. So, the four signs. One.
Deep emotional connection.
Okay. Deep emotional. They may find themselves loving deeper and harder than they previously thought possible.
But there lies the question. I think, if I think back on my journey.
I didn't have that in mind, did you?
I did, but once you're in an evolved state or like evolving past where you were, because I don't think you're ever perfect, right? So once you're a little more evolved and you look back on a relationship like this, it's like, I didn't have a deep emotional connection to this person. Mm-hmm. I had a deep emotional connection to me, and I just didn't know how to handle, like, I don't know.
Our situations are so similar. I can't believe it. Like, we got engaged the same year, 2011, both of us.
Yep.
We got married the same year, 2013.
Yep.
Like, months apart, everything. It's so bizarre that we lived in opposite ends of the country, but we're going through this same shit.
Yep.
So my question for you is, fuck, I lost it. Oh, what I was saying earlier was, I feel like this twin flame that came into my life showed me that I just wasn't in love. That was it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's... Remember I was saying I wanted to be wild and free. I wanted to be a free spirit. I wanted to keep growing and learning by myself. And I think he was a physical manifestation of that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what you wanted as well? Because your marriage was on the rocks when met yours too. So you think she just represented everything that you truly wanted?
Yeah, 100%. Because there was things that my ego never allowed me to do, like yoga, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
This relationship, this twin flame relationship,
mm-hmm.
if you want to put this fucking title on it,
mm-hmm.
allowed me to see past my ego in glimpses and see the things that I really wanted. I wanted the freedom. I wanted to travel. I wanted to do things like yoga. Mm-hmm. But being in my marriage, I was trapped.
Yeah.
And she allowed me, and that's why I give so much gratitude, because her soul in that body, in that form, allowed me to really be me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't meant for us to be together. It wasn't meant for, you know, even though at the time you heard my audios, you have all my messages, like mm-hmm. this is what we connected on. I was saying things like, I'm in love.
And oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck do I do? In love with her.
She's gone. I'm like, it's just a wave of emotions. But now where I sit, it's like, wow. She came to show me and teach me who I really wanted to be, who I aspired to be, and the things that were holding me back.
Yeah, because you know it's sad that a marriage ended. It's never fun, but it's just part of our soul's journey. But I feel like she was the turning point, because we were side by side talking about all of this. I don't think your twin flame knows this, but
why not?
I was kind of like coaching and guiding you through it, cheering you on. I think she represented the turning point, like the cornerstone of you leaving your marriage that you needed to leave so long ago. That's such a gift.
Yeah.
For everyone involved, whether they see it now or ever or not, it's such a gift.
Well, and then me being able to, I think, so no matter what relationship you're in, whether you're talking twin flame, karmic, mm-hmm. or whatever title you want to put on it, you should always be able to take something away from it. Yeah. And so when our relationship, mine and the twin flame relationship, ended, me being able to walk away saying, wow, I give gratitude and you taught me so much and you allowed me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person still being very
bitter. Yeah.
It's like, no, I want you to understand what did I help teach?
If our twin flames are listening to this, one thing I would want them to know is that we express gratitude for you probably more often than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no hate. There's no bitterness. There's none of that. There's love and deep gratitude.
And everyone listening needs to know that. Like, you, just because if you leave any relationship, twin flame, karmic, soulmate, and all you have is bitterness and fuck you, and
mm-hmm.
that is the emotion you're giving back towards that person, like, you didn't learn what you were supposed to from that relationship. Like, you didn't grow through it. You should be able to look back on everything, good or bad, and I think, that's my opinion, but you should be able to give gratitude, you know. And I know some people are going to say, well, they were, you know, a lot of women can say, well, I was in a physically abusive relationship and this and that, but if you're not in it anymore, you were strong enough to grow through it, you're no longer in it, and there was a lesson that you learned within that, for sure.
I had to pull up this quote to reiterate that. The funny thing about hate is the person you hate doesn't feel that hate. You feel that hate.
Yes.
Mm.
100%.
So back to the twin flame. Number two says mental connection. I believe that twin flames may at times feel like they're the only two people in the universe. Now reading this makes me think that you're my twin flame.
Well, we've talked about this. So anybody listening, again,
everybody asks us on the reg, are you guys twin flames? Are you soulmates? Are you current partners? And we're like,
that's what we just don't like. There's evolved souls and non. And so are we twin flames? Fuck, who knows? Maybe. But we are at a point in our lives where we evolved enough and grew enough through what we've been through that a title doesn't really...
That's where we're at. When we get asked that, we always shrug our shoulders and say, all of the above?
Yeah.
And that's something I've really learned after my marriage and then dating one person and then now you. It's just like, you know what? Titles kind of ruin things. And this is our egos. And I realize in the Q&A that we're about to do with you guys is so many of you want clear, solid definition. You want black and white.
Yeah.
No gray areas. And that's not how the universe works. There's so many people who literally they're dating, they're out there, and they will have a checklist. Are you my twin flame? Let's see. Crazy sexual connection? It could be improved. You check off this, and it's like, come on. You could be ruining something incredible by putting a box on it. You get in one fight, and you're like, ugh, I knew you were my karmic partner. We're never going to be together forever. Google says so.
Well, it's like people so easily understand that there's, and everybody listening can probably agree, there's no two people identical.
Mm-mm.
Correct? Mm-hmm. No two people on this planet are identical.
And they say that your twin flame, you guys are ripped from the same cloth. You're a magic carpet drifting through the universe. And you guys are complete each other.
No two people are identical. So why the fuck would two people's stories be identical? So why would you even, WebMD like I did? Like, I did it. I get it. But why would I go back knowing what I know now? No two people are identical. Therefore, no two paths and journeys are identical. So I can't go back and look at anybody else's story because it's not my journey. It's not my emotion. It's not my ego. It's not my path. And so their outline of their journey is just going to fuck up my journey.
Yep. That's just it. Had the biggest epiphany while listening to you.
Spit it.
Oh, I almost said his name. Guys, it is so fucking hard to not drop names. It's so hard. Please, if wherever you're sitting, give me a round of applause because it is hard.
Golf clap.
We do drop names on the Friday bonus chat. So if you guys aren't subscribed, lightworkerslounge.podbean.com and click on any Friday bonus chat to subscribe. I just had an epiphany that my twin flame came to me while I was married and I told myself, convinced myself, like, holy shit, this is a magnetic connection. I've got to be with that person. That person was myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to live a life like he lived. I wanted to feel free. So that magnetic pull was just my soul trying to go home.
Me and you are so, it's so mirrored. My twin flame, if I go back on her, my twin flame is everything that I ever wanted. Yeah. She is a fucking freedom hippie. She I say hippie in a good way. She travels. She has been to fucking Bali. She has experiences under her belt, which is part of the reason why I kind of bowed down like a little puppy in a sense, because it was like, wow, she has so much knowledge, so much more knowledge than I do.
That life.
And I wanted her life. That was the
magnetic pull.
And that was a pull. Because we'll go into the next one, the physical, but there's certain aspects of what they would call a twin flame relationship that didn't line up. Mm-hmm. But her life is one that I've wanted.
Same with his.
So bad. To be able to travel, the freedom.
Yep.
Just to not be married, not
have kids. I was like, I want your life because you seem to have figured out. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't in this
again, may sound they bad. Were the physical manifestation of the energy we craved.
Yep.
So if you guys are listening to this and you're in a marriage, or even if you're single and you have a really strong pull to someone who's toxic, you're in a chaser phase, you're confused, think about what that person represents to you. Yep. Do they represent freedom? Do they have a career you love? Do they live somewhere you dream of living?
I can promise you it has nothing to do with, if you're a man, listen to this, it has nothing to do with because she has a nicer ass or more pretty eyes. It literally has everything to do with that soul's journey that is in this other body is one that your soul journey craves because you have been limiting yourself for whatever reason.
For me, it was ignoring my intuition all the time. Following my head over my heart. Yeah. Now, let's get to number three, physical connection. They say with your twin flame that sex should, like, every time take you into another dimension. Orgasm should just spring you into the universe and dance amongst the stars and fireworks should go off and it should be amazing the first time and every time. I didn't have that.
Me neither.
And I'm not saying it was terrible, but it wasn't. It was like, hey, wait. this isn't what Google said.
No, and this is
where's my Kundalini energy burst?
Exactly. There, and this isn't the connection that apparently this wasn't the connection. Physical connection, I don't think is the one me and you wanted, because if it were a physical connection that we wanted, should have been like this. Mm-hmm. But I didn't long for this physical connection, like they explained with sex, and I longed for the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep. The freedom of what they represent. Yeah. What does that person represent? Think about that. And number four, the spiritual connection. I believe that the innate ability to sense another's emotions or moods, even from miles apart, is a sign that twin flames have connected. Ooh, too broad. I can feel if my mom's energy is off from far away. Yep. I can feel if Jeffrey's off sitting behind us. Like, so this is a seat. Look, the next sentence. This is a sacred occurrence and often results in unconditional love. This is so toxic.
It is.
Because people are thinking, okay, I found someone that I can sense their mood just through a simple text message. Yep. This is unconditional love.
Yeah.
I feel that with my best girlfriends every single day. Not even text from them. I can just wake up and be like, something's wrong with Paulina. I'm going to call her.
Yeah.
This rare emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual connection can only occur once in a lifetime. No.
Mm-mm.
The one part I do love about the twin flame dynamic is that it really encourages you to heal all of your demons and your wounds, because it says that once you do the work, then you guys can come together and run through the wildflowers and live happily ever after in your castle with your perfectly healthy children.
But again,
it's like, no, that's not real life.
No.
Do you believe you can cultivate a spiritual connection with anybody?
From an evolved state? Fuck yeah.
I think each partner has to. Because I think of my ex, and I couldn't force it if I tried.
No.
But that's not bad. That's not wrong. It's not cutting him down at all. It's he was growing at this pace. I was growing at this pace.
When
he was going left, I was going right. It's his journey and my journey. There's no right or wrong.
When you have somebody meet you, we say that a lot, like in the spiritual world, like meet you where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
If you are at a very evolved state and you have been through a lot and you face those demons and you are continuing to grow, like you were working towards that higher self, if somebody meets you there, like no matter what the title is, that's then you're starting to get into like a really good match, like a soul match. Like if my evolved self meets you at your evolved self, it doesn't matter what the physical appearance is. It doesn't, mm-hmm. like at that point, it just becomes,
uh-huh.
it just becomes a soul connection.
I had a soul connection to you. So this is my Instagram style, you guys. I post and run, but I want to interact with you guys, but I can't always. Cause if I see a nasty comment, I run, but I got to run. But so what I'm trying to get at is with you, I had a soul connection to you before I even knew what you looked like. Cause we talked in DM every single day, but I realized like 3 months into it, oh shit, I don't even know what he looks like. Yeah. I haven't even looked at his Instagram. I don't even follow him.
Well, that's...
And I had all these like deep feelings for you.
Well, they say, so the old quote, which I don't like it, but this is my quote. They say, love is blind.
Right? It is.
Well, but I say, and I've always had this in my head, love like you're blind. So like, that's basically what you did. You had such a soul connection with me that it wasn't manipulated by
I think you did too. You never said like, you're so beautiful. You have such a beautiful eyes. You
asked me that too. You're like, you didn't tell me I was beautiful. I was like, there was just a deeper connection than surface level, that this 3D self couldn't even comprehend at the time.
Yeah.
So.
You know, this article we're reading is making me sad. We just paused to read all of it and I just told Baby J here that it feels like a 30-year-old with the brain of a 13-year-old teenager falling in love for the first time would write. And it scares me. And this is, because what did you Google twin flames? This is the very first thing that popped up. We're not going to say what website it is.
Yeah, all I put was, I tapped into, if I were back in this relationship, like anybody listening to this podcast, the first thing I would type in is spiritual relationships. And this one popped up that said twin flame. Clicked it, and this is it.
And so you know millions of people are reading this every day.
This was my baseline. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, like this is what I did. Like WebMD'd.
It's so bad. There's so many band-aids in here that are covering up toxicity. And I know people that are literally like, my twin flame is married, but I know we're going to be together. I've seen it in visions. We're going to have children. Sure, he's married with kids already, but he'll leave her. He'll figure it out. We're going to have kids. And it's like, oh no. It's just, people are using the term twin flame to cover up their own issues.
Yes, 100%.
Like, if you have a twin flame and you're like, okay, we're going to get married, we're going to have children, we're going to live happy ever after, that's what your soul wants. That's what your soul craves. But you're not respecting and loving yourself enough to realize, like, hey, come on. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and this is literally... So, and nobody can sit back listening to this, even if you are fucking triggered. Nobody can sit back right now and go, you don't know. You haven't been there. Like,
yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
This legit comes from experience. 100% going through it.
The dreams, coming on the other side. Synchronicities. 100% like, I could write a book and I will about the shit that came. But all of those dreams and all of those synchronicities were myself.
100%.
Talking to me, saying, go create this life. Because now that I'm actually creating the life I want with a partner I absolutely love and didn't know what even love even felt like until I met you, and the land I dream of living in, this person doesn't even cross my mind. Yeah. Full moon or not. Not even a glimpse.
I think
no feeling, no emotion. I found myself. I came home to myself. That physical body of the twin flame has served its purpose, and that ship has sailed. And I know, I'm glad you brought up the trigger, because, you know, the last time I recorded the twin flame episode, I was a pretty heavy proponent for it. Like, oh yeah, twin flames, absolutely. And I still got hate mail of, you don't know what it's like. I know, I have a real twin flame connection. How dare you talk down on it? You're triggered. You're triggered because you know that it's toxic and you're covering up with the label.
Yeah. People, everyone that is triggered by anything, like if you're sitting there right now, if you're triggered by anything, you need to, before it's you all express in you, your it trigger, ain't us. That's it. You need to look at why you were triggered, what you're allowing, and then work through your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because projecting it at us, it's not going to hurt us.
No.
It's just going to hurt you.
We're your teachers.
Yeah.
We get triggered every day by each other, by shit we read, whatever. But I never think of like going as far as emailing or attacking someone. I go within. I'm like, okay, what needs to be healed?
But this twin flame shit, literally lived it. You have audios of me explaining my story that are archived, basically, because it's just, you keep everything. But could literally go back and people could see my story and hear me in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm on the other side of it,
yeah,
I would tell them exactly like you said it perfectly. You're not running and chasing a person. You are chasing the idea of what they have lived and they have that you want.
Yeah. The idea, the energy of what your soul really craves. I mean, going back, and it might, this twin flame back and forth shit went on for like 4 or 5 years. And I remember like thinking, oh, this person will tell me that they love me. I'm their soulmate. I'm the one. Like, this connection is unlike anything they've ever experienced. And then the next week, I find out they went and got someone pregnant. And it's like, that's okay. It's part of his growth. It's part of his evolution. This is just, you know, he's going to go off and have a child with someone else. And it's just a runner chaser phase. Like, you know, the universe will hook us back up. And like you were saying, yours cheated on you, openly told you. And you were like, okay, well, that really fucking hurts. But it's a runner chaser phase. So.
Exactly.
So it's like, no.
We allow the toxicity. And we accept it because WebMD says, and everybody says we should. And then once it's all said and done, that's what ended yours and mine. And I'm sure ends tons of them, is you get to a certain, you grow to a certain point that you kind of start understanding what you deserve. You really haven't figured it out yet, but you understand enough that like, okay, you crossed the line and that level of toxicity is not something I deserve.
Yeah.
And then when you grow past it, you reflect on it. Like you do, like you should everything, you reflect on it and you're like, wow, I let a lot of shit slide because I put titles that Google said I should put on shit.
I let it all slide because they're my karmic partner and I know that we have to go through this because we went through it in a past life, and if I don't go through it in this one, I'll be haunted by it forever. Guys, it's so dangerous. It's so fucking dangerous. And I look at twin flames now as, yes, they're real. I definitely believe in them and think they're real. But I think that a lot of times they're like they come to you when you are lost in the motherfucking sauce. You are married to the wrong person. You're in a career that is so against your soul's purpose. You're living in a place you don't want to fucking buy a house in. You're doing everything backwards because your head and your outside energy influences, like your friends and your family, tell you it's what's right. But you, that roar of your intuition ain't going to go away. So the universe says, okay, they are hoping and praying and making gratitude lists and manifestation boards to create this. Send in the twin flames. And the twin flame comes roaring in with a giant, like, spotlight and says, look at all the shit you need to clean up. And you're like a moth to a flame and you are constantly attracted to it. And they're like, yep, follow me. Good job. Keep following me. And hopefully, by following them, you connect back with your intuition. You leave the relationship you don't want to be in. You move. You quit that job. And once you've done all that, they vanish.
Well, I think we do. So that's a perfect analogy. But what happens in the twin flame relationship, in this dynamic, is instead of following the light, we get caught and captivated for some reason by the holder of the light. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. You're not supposed to fall in love with me, the holder of the light. You're supposed to follow the fucking light.
Yes.
Clean up your shit. But now you're attached to the keeper of the light, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, no, this isn't. It's not what this was meant for. So.
It's not. And, you know, people look at breakups and things like so linear. Like, but I love them. We spent 5 years going back and forth doing all this crazy inner spiritual work together. That's okay. Like, my twin flame, if, like, I saw him on the street, I'd say, hey, how are you? You don't have to hate them. You don't have to never speak to them again. But, like, why are you gripping so tight to a person that's toxic?
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Like you were saying today, you're like, if my twin flame, like, evolved and came back to me, we'd probably be friends.
I could.
Yeah.
No matter what the shit we went, like, all the stuff we went through, the heavy stuff, there is so much gratitude for mm-hmm. that soul. I'm not mm-hmm. going to say the person,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much gratitude for the soul that's in that body because it allowed me to be free.
Yeah. I picture her as like an anchor. Like, you were deep in the water drowning. You were on the verge of taking your last breath. Yep. And she, her soul, dropped the anchor and was like, grab on. And reeled you up. So she reeled you up, and now it's your job to take off your wet clothes, put on new dry ones, and get back on the shore and create a new life. But, like, she pulled you up.
Yeah.
Now, I want to move on because we've spent a lot of time talking about twin flames, but it's so important. Going through therapy, April Adams, you guys know, she's been on the podcast, apriladams.org, if you want to check her out. She was my spiritual therapist, as I called her, my emotional health coach, to be exact. But why I was so drawn to her is that on her website, it says she would talk to you about twin flames because she had her own experience with it. So I was ecstatic to talk to a stranger, an outside influence, about spiritual, about a professional, about twin flames. And I quickly realized by talking to her, but also watching people like Mark Groves, the holistic psychologist, and talking to relationship psychologist experts and saying, what do you think of twin flames? They all do the same thing. They roll their eyes and say, oh, dear. None of them say, it's a very special connection. They are your one and only. You should hold yourself out for them. None of them. They say, oh, dear.
And they're still spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not like non-spiritual people trying to guide you a different direction. They mm-hmm. are spiritual people.
Yeah. So. Now, I feel like we've done a lot of like kind of bashing of twin flames because do you think there's some instances where you could end up with your twin flame?
Oh, yeah.
We got to tread lightly on this because there are some people who are like hoping, praying we'd say this.
No, I think so. I think any relationship from an evolved state mm-hmm. will work and could be the one that's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in a relationship right now where you're Google WebMDing like I did and you were lost trying to figure out this runner chaser, that like
mm-hmm.
you're not to the point where any relationship's going to work yet, period.
Yeah, he told me I was fat and boring and ran off and cheated on me with two other women, but I understand that our love is magnetic and he's just running because our love is too intense. He'll be back.
People ask all the time, like, are y'all twin flames? Are you karmic? What is y'all's? Are you soulmates? To be honest, from the state we're both in, the evolved state that we're both in right now, people could put whatever title they want on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if people wanted to, or if somebody said, are y'all twin flames? I could go back through right now from an evolved state and be like, oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But we don't, it's not about the title.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's my short answer. Yes, I think you can, once you grow, if you want to put a title back on it from an evolved state, could you fall in love with your twin flame?
Yeah, we got a lot of, like, we check a lot of the twin flame boxes off. We just don't do the runner chaser phase. If we ever, I feel like running, but I don't, and I feel like talking to you about it.
Well, there you go. From an evolved state, an evolved twin flame relationship is one that instead of running.
Don't cheat. You're not toxic.
Yeah. Instead of running and saying, fuck you, back and forth. You're not
cheating on someone.
Mm-mm.
Oh, gosh, guys. Like, take it from us who have been there, done that, worn that guilty t-shirt. If you're in a marriage and you think you found your twin flame outside of the marriage, leave the marriage.
Yeah. In my experience, and I think yours too, but in my experience, speaking from my point of view, if I could go back and tell myself something, it would be, even before the twin flame, I would tell myself, hey, if you ever run into what you would call your twin flame, end your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
End it quickly, rip the band-aid off. I think
that's a sign from the universe that, hey, you're going back and forth of whether or not to end this marriage. Here, let me show you. Hold my beer. Now, I want to tread lightly also on saying that because you guys, I'm almost like projecting, calling myself out for projecting. This is my experience. Are there instances where you could make your marriage work? Of course, always. Yeah. But from my experience, this is me projecting, so if you resonate, good. If you don't, fast forward. I knew after I ran into my twin flame that there was absolutely no way that someone I was with for 10 years that I could cultivate what I felt in one weekend. There was no way. So I would have to settle. And my heart was like, no, I'm too young for that.
Yeah, we've said in previous podcasts that there is times to stay, right? And it all comes down to within yourself and what you know you deserve. Have there been boundaries crossed that there's no going back on?
Yeah.
And mine, my twin flame, I would say the same like you. I would say she came in to show me the growth and show me what I really wanted. And if I would have immediately reflected back on my marriage that I was basically when I was cheating, I would have noticed there were boundaries crossed that I couldn't go back on. So,
yeah.
I mean, but everybody's path is different.
Mm-hmm.
We can only give guidance on our point of view, but that doesn't mean your journey and your path is the exact same.
Yeah. So please just take this advice with a grain of salt. And we really wanted to record this really to let you know that you're not alone because we know how absolutely lonely it can be. You're sitting alone in a puddle of guilt, of fear, of confusion, and you're in really good company. You'd be very surprised how many people, even those people who are happy Christian couples, and I've got real world examples daily, who look happy and perfect and have kids and a house on the Prairie Hills. Like, I guarantee you a lot of them are like, I met my twin flame and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's a lesson. Just, you know, this is where we'll end the twin flame discussion is don't look at that person as a body. Look at them as what are they coming in to show me? What do they represent energetically speaking?
Yep.
Dum.
Done on twin flames.
Done on twin flames, like an hour later. But
perfect.
Whew, that need to come out.
Next.
Next. Karmic partners. So they say that karmic partners are someone that you had a past life with and you need to come to this life to resolve things. You guys had a messy relationship in a past life, in this life. You better learn the damn lesson or you guys are going to keep being super toxic until you learn it and go.
So you had an epiphany a minute ago and now I had one. If I could sum up these relationships, I would say that twin flame, of course, go back for a second. Twin flame is to show you what you want, what you aspire to have, or the life you want.
Yep.
And karmic, in a sense, is to show you boundaries and what you deserve.
Yes. Yeah.
Is the way I would describe this.
Yep.
Because I'm looking at these, again, Google MD. I'm not looking at these as what most and how I used to look at them. And like so many are looking at them right now, I am looking at these titles.
Karmic partner, they repeat patterns. They're selfish. They are addictive. They are controlling. They feel destined. There's an instant connection. They create dependency. They bring out your worst fears.
All of these have everything to do with
boundaries
and self-respect.
Yeah. So in previous lifetimes with these partners, you did not do that. And so the universe was like, oh, God, okay. You got to learn this shit. Which is funny because I was in what I called a karmic partnership after my marriage. And I had no... I would look in the mirror every damn day and be like, what am I doing? What am I doing? But somehow I kept going back and staying because my soul was like, you got to go through this. And I used to tell my girlfriends, like, okay, I was married for 10 years and didn't have any growth, any evolution. It was so easy and comfortable. And then this 1 year long relationship was like 10 years worth of life lessons condensed into one. And so I labeled that as a karmic partner, but was it? I don't know. Maybe again, it was a magnetic connection to be like, okay, this is how your soul grows yet again.
Yeah.
Have you had any karmic partners?
I would say my ex-wife.
Yeah?
I would say my ex-wife because now that I can reflect on it, that is one that you have watched me throughout this journey struggle with boundaries. Struggle with, that's the only word I can come up with in my mind right now that I'm being shown is boundaries. So to me, if I had to put a label on a relationship, I've had my twin flame relationship and I did not even realize that I was in a karmic relationship.
Yeah. Oh, you never do when you're in it.
Yeah.
No, there's never a moment where you're like, let my ego figure out.
Yeah.
Because I'm so scared and this is so weird. I don't like all these emotions I'm feeling. I need a label. Must have a label because it's kind of like a blanket covering me saying it's okay. You just roll with it and constantly think about why can't I say no? Why can't I set boundaries? Because once you realize, oh, I can't set boundaries because I grew up without a father and the only example of love I saw was my mom who just accepted anybody, there's my issue. All right, let me reparent myself and practice setting boundaries. And once you get to that point where you look at this current partner and you're like, you know what? Fuck you. I deserve better. There's the boundary.
Well, I think about that. You put the title on it and you put the WebMDs together on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a karmic relationship is one in my opinion, because of my experience, that is based on disrespect.
Yeah. And I think a huge sign of a karmic is you're on and off again. Like, you can have times where you're like, ooh, we're in love, we're great. And then times where you're like, how do I get the fuck out of this? And you break up or you're not talking and it's bad. But then as soon as they text you, you're like, okay, things are good. And even when things are good after a bad breakup or a fight, you, in the back of your mind, in your heart, you're like, why am I still here?
So go within. So we talked about the why within Twin Flame. It's because you aspired to have that life or be that maybe that soul, what that soul's journey was. Like, mm-hmm. That's what you aspired. Karmic, if you go within this, is it not based on, again, it's not based on the body. It's not based on the person. It is 100% based on you, like you said, you don't have self boundaries. You don't have self-respect. You don't, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like it is literally has nothing to do with you learning self-respect from somebody else or boundaries somebody else. It's all internal.
Internal.
100% internal.
I think another huge sign of a karmic partner is they're hard to leave. And it's never usually like, okay, we're done, adios, day, over. It's weeks, months, maybe even a year. It's just hard to leave it. Yeah. It's like you're stuck in a sticky spider web and you know you need to get out. And then once you do leave, I think you feel sometimes a great amount of sadness. But I would agree. Like mourning a death, but you know that it needed to happen.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, why would you not mourn your own death?
Yeah, because you're not mourning that person. You know, you guys, mourning a relationship and grieving, you're not missing that person. You're missing the future you created with them.
Yeah.
You're missing a story. You're not actually missing that person. That helped me get through breakup. Yeah, yeah. You're missing the story you created in your mind with that person. I know. So the bad part about people getting into relationships, going on a first date, second date, third date, get to know each other, moon signs start to come out. Because remember, your moon sign is your inner world. I think maybe someone's a soulmate. Maybe they're a twin flame. But maybe it has really good potential to be a great relationship. But you get in one fight and you're like, you know what? You're toxic. You're my karmic partner. And here you go, number 13 on the list. They do not last. Some people will get in their head and think, they're my karmic. We're not meant to be together, and ruin something good.
Yeah.
That's the dangers of these labels.
Manifestation is a great...
Words are powerful, as you always tell me. So, soulmates.
Yeah.
Soulmates are like really fluffy pink bunnies bouncing around from cloud to cloud. They're just easy. They're easy. They're a sense of familiarity. You know, like, we were talking about this before we hit record, and I think when you meet your twin flame, your heart is like boom, 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 boom. And like you just feel like tingly feelings on your, you know, something is making you magnetically attract. I got goosebumps just thinking about a connection to a twin flame. I think when you meet a karmic partner, it's like, whoa, I want to hold their hand. I want to hang out with them. Okay, I'm going to pursue this. And then I think with a soulmate, it is just like, hey, what's up?
Well, people don't. If I think back on my own journey, because I'll speak from my own experience, when you are completely full of ego or going through your own shit, the last thing you want is comfortable and easy. It's almost like
passion and excitement.
Yeah, like it's almost like you want passion, excitement. Even the struggles that most people are like, I don't want that. Why would you want that? Like, apparently you do. Like, I did. I was fucking lost in the sauce. Like, I think at that time, if somebody would have said, hey, do you want to step out of this real quick and actually meet your soulmate and be in this easy, loving relationship, my ego would have been like, the fuck do I want that for?
Ugh.
Why would I want easy?
Right. Like, I want excitement.
Yeah. Like, we want, like, even whenever you're growing up in high school, you know, what do the girls want a lot of times? The bad boy.
They want the excitement. Because he's exciting.
They want the exhilaration, the dopamine, the...
Good analogy.
So, yeah. And a soulmate is. I think if you put a title on it, it's... I mean, look at the definitions of what we just went through, and now read these.
It's literally all overlapping. So here we have an article called 18. Wow, 18. June, you're going at it, girl. 18 signs you found your soulmate. 1, you just know it. 2, you've crossed paths before. This is not what Twin Flame said. Your soul meets at the right time. Ooh, I often found that the Twin Flame articles say you meet your Twin Flame at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Usually when you're in another relationship. But see, again, it's because they're a spotlight.
Yep.
Soulmates, you meet at the right time. Your quiet space is a peaceful place. You can hear the other person's silent thoughts. This is literally the same exact thing. You feel each other's pain. You share the same life goals. This is exactly what they said for a twin flame.
Yeah.
But so no wonder everyone's asking us on Instagram, like, what's the difference? I don't get it.
Yeah, there's so much overlap.
There is no difference. There's only one thing, a relationship.
Yeah. It is either It's either a toxic relationship.
Or a healthy one.
Or a healthy relationship.
You're either growing or hurting each other.
Yeah.
There's no... I feel like... All right, Ann, thanks for listening. That's a wrap on this.
There you go. And if y'all wanted to know how we converse and work through shit, y'all just spent an hour and a half listening to how we come to our end goals.
Yes. For real. Like, of course, I was saying on my latest post on my personal Instagram, like, me and Baby J, we aren't immune to Venus retrograde. We aren't immune to disputes and to talking, like, about breaking up or... I'm not immune to my Mars and Aries coming out. I mean, what the fuck? But... Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
No. But we talk. We talk things out. And I think we've got... It's both spiritual growth on both parts, but it's also because we're in our 30s now. And it's like, come on, it's time to grow up. Like, I know last week I said some mean things and I knew immediately. I was like, I sound like a fucking child right now. This is embarrassing. I need to get my shit together. And the fact that I can just say that to myself and then come back out of it and talk to you like an adult, like, there's no titles. I think you reach the epitome of spiritual growth in terms of relationships and love when you realize there's no titles. You are my twin flame on Fridays. You're my soulmate on Wednesdays. And on Mondays, you're my karmic partner. Like,
yeah, but our runner chaser phase is, hey, I don't like what you're doing right now. And me going, oh, okay, well, I'm going to retreat a little bit. Why don't you like it? What did I do wrong? Like, Jesus, that's... Yeah, there is no titles. There's no titles.
None.
Stop the WebMD.
Yeah, please don't Google it. Oh, and for the love of God, please don't share twin flames with people who have no idea what spirituality or twin flames are, because they're immediately going to tell you, get out of that, leave. It's, I don't know, you're crazy.
Or, yeah, they're going to look at you like you're crazy because, again, been there, done that.
Yep.
So, man, wow. The way our minds work.
Okay. So, this is going to be a long episode, but we have to. I did a Q&A on Instagram with you guys, and I asked you, what questions do you have about these three different relationship types? First question, how do you know you are in a karmic relationship? I think we just answered that. It's pretty damn toxic. You break up and get together 8 times in a month. deep, deep down, if you're alone and you dream up your dream life, you can look back at your quote-unquote karmic partner and realize that ain't it.
If you're in it, my simple term would be you are unable to set healthy boundaries with yourself.
Yep, yourself. It has nothing to do with them. Mm-mm. What is the difference between twin flame soulmate? We answered that. Ooh, a lot of people. What are karmic partners? Are soulmates more positive partners compared to the other? Yeah, soulmates are more positive.
Yeah.
Did we really answer what soulmates are? They're just easy. They have a sense of familiarity. Oh, one of these questions a lot of people ask. Can you have more than one soulmate? Yes.
100%.
My mom is my soulmate. My brother is my soulmate. We've been best friends all our life. My dog Jeffrey is my soulmate.
I think of soulmate as an authentic, loving connection.
Yeah.
And it can be, it doesn't have to be man or woman.
Yeah.
It is literally whatever connection you have that is loving, authentic. It can be with fucking nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just...
You can have a teacher that's your soulmate.
Yes.
You can have a coworker that's your soulmate. It's just someone that your soul recognizes with and you feel comfortable telling them anything. You're just comfortable. That's why I say, like, Wednesdays, you're my soulmate. Not every day you're my soulmate. I think our relationship baseline is soulmate. I really think... There's no titles, but we're everything.
Yeah.
Which leads me...
We're an evolved everything.
Yeah.
There you go.
Eve asks, can one person be all three?
There you go.
There's your answer, Eve. Yeah. Absolutely. How can we know which they are? Twin flame or toxic? I think we answered that one.
Yeah. Twin flame or toxic?
The difference between twin flames and soulmates. So, to reiterate what we said, twin flames come in like a wrecking ball out of the blue. Typically when you're tied up with someone you shouldn't be. And soulmates come in very gently. You can just be sitting on the train, going to get coffee, and just run into them. Like, hey, I like you.
I don't think of pain when I think of soulmate.
Me neither. Not at all.
So if I think of twin flame, the difference between twin flame and soulmate is, mm-hmm. is it painful? Is it shedding light on something? Is it
showing you things that are ugly to look at?
Or is it just love?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like... Oh, I love this question. Thank you. Do you feel like the spiritual community uses these terms to take advantage of people? Yes. Absolutely. My authenticity radar on Instagram is through the roof. And I know a lot of you listening are going, yeah, girl, me too. Yours too, baby Jay. Yours is probably even more sharper than mine. But I see on major spiritual pages, similar to Lightworkers Lounge, they get paid so much to say, do you miss your twin flame? Do you want them back? Call 1-800-I'M-IN-LOVE to get your free reading now. And it's like, no, 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 no. These people are going to charge you like $200 to just be like, yeah, I see that. Yeah, you'll definitely have 7 children and be happy and have great sex for the rest of your life. But it's going to, it's like, oh, man. They are. Because it's so popular. There's so many people that are awakening to the fact that they're a light worker, which entails a lot of inner work and healing. That twin flame dynamic is just a piece of it. And love. They're selling happiness and love, like all major corporations, McDonald's, Happy Meals. They're selling happiness and love. So they are throwing the bait out, and you're going to bite it.
Well, this is why I won't bash anybody. I'll never say names. And like you just said, you won't do that. But I will highlight people who do a really good job of portraying things the way I would love to see more portray it. Mm-hmm. And the guy you just had your podcast with, mm-hmm. Dr. Lennox.
Yes.
Watching his, what does he call him? His red robe.
Red robe astrology reports every morning.
Yes. He could easily do like so many and manipulate what he's saying in a different light.
Uh-huh.
But he leaves it so open-ended for positivity
mm-hmm.
that like, yeah. There's so many people in the spiritual community who take advantage of this shit, of these titles. Terms.
Wow, what advice would you give them to like sharpen their radar of BS?
Oh.
Get off social media and focus on yourself. Because if you're just scrolling, 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 you're having so many outside energetic forces influencing your growth. And you're never gonna grow. I tell you guys in the podcast, I like didn't have any friends from 2011 to 2018. Yeah, like 7 years. My only friend was my ex-husband. It was bad. But at the same time, I realized it was because I was being forced to spiritually grow. And I was so influenced by other energies. My spirit guides knew it. And they're like, all right, cut her loose. She's got to walk in the woods alone every day. And it worked. And I knew it.
Yeah. And I did the opposite. I
surrounded myself with people and readings and books and podcasts.
Well, I surrounded myself with negative people again to fill a void that I...
Because it's scary. That void's terrifying. It is. Sitting it alone.
It is. And so, again, but it was a light. Something I needed to work through.
God. Oh, mine was bad. I was like back against the wall, falling to the floor, sobbing all the time. Like, why me? What is wrong with me? But once you just surrender to it, oh, beauty. Beauty. How do you guys think I started Lightworkers Lounge? I surrendered to it.
That's strength.
Thank you. Oh, I love this one. What if you believe you met your twin flame, but they suddenly block you on all social media? What if you believe you met your twin flame, but they suddenly block you on social media? They're not your twin flame. They're blocking you, it takes two to tango. They're blocking you for a reason of their own, but you're also giving them a reason. Why are you rubbing your eyes? You're also giving them a reason to block you. So it's both. It's not you. It's not them. You got to look in the mirror.
I don't even think you could put a title on that one. No. Like, what if you think you met your twin flame, but now they're blocking you on social media? That just sounds in Mark Groves. It's a runner would be somebody phase, who would babe. Agree.
It's a runner no. phase.
Mark Groves, if he listens to this, would say, that sounds like a bad one-nighter. And now you're just like, there's no title for that one at all. So, next.
I will tell you though, my girl, don't make a burner account and like stalk them. Don't try and reach out to them through their friends or family. Let it go. Take all the energy I know your heart wants to expend on getting them back and figuring out why they blocked you, what the connection was all about, and pour it into yourself.
If we would all just listen pour to yourself. What were we told when we were young? I do this a lot. I notice it. What were we told when we were young? If it's meant to be, let it go.
If they love you, let them go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. Yeah. You know, a part of my twin flame journey is I learned, and it was actually true, is the more I cared less, the more I took all the energy I would spend thinking about him, wondering what it was, what it will be, and turned it into myself, into blogging, into photography, into my own growth and my own healing, the closer he came. Would mm-hmm. randomly reach out of the blue. And I was like, oh, wait, I haven't thought about you in a while because I've been focused on me.
Yep.
So the more you think of these people, the more you push them away.
Yes.
It's like they can feel that unhealthy obsession with them.
Yeah.
Take all that, pour it into you. Why don't you love yourself enough to wake up and think about yourself? A lot of people wake up and think, oh, God, did they text me last night? No. Did they send me? What are they doing on Instagram? Whose pictures have they liked? Imagine if you took all that energy and woke up and didn't touch your phone. But instead, made a cup of coffee, sat in your porch, and just looked at clouds rolling through, and just thought.
Part of it is people want what they can't have. So if they feel that they have you in whichever shape that is, mm-hmm. they're like, ah, okay.
Yeah.
So when they don't feel you, it's like panic.
Yeah. Can people be twin flames even though nothing ever happened? And how to get over them? Oh, her question's really good. Mm-hmm. How to be satisfied loving someone another after such a magnetic connection. Again, I understand this, and that's why earlier I said, like, if you're in a marriage or in a relationship, you met your twin flame, the chances are so low that you're going to be able to cultivate that passion and that energetic pull into your marriage because it's just two different dimensions of energy, I feel. And gosh, when I was lost in the twin flame sauce, I could have never imagined our relationship, but here it is. And it only would have came if I cleaned my table and got rid of that twin flame dynamic. Otherwise, you would have never came along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So how can you be satisfied loving another so much less, she asks.
If you haven't, apparently, whoever this is.
Met their twin flame, felt that magnetic connection, didn't work out. It sounds like she let it go because she realized it was toxic, but she's still sitting at home like, maybe she gone on a few dates and she's like, that magnetic pull is not there.
She hasn't loved herself enough to even understand what real love and connection is.
Mm-hmm.
So until you love yourself so deeply, like you're not really going to know and understand what really lies ahead. She has a baseline of what she thinks is her acceptance of love is right now, but I guarantee you the more work she does, one day this woman is going to look back on this message, if she could save it, and go, wow. I was fixing to accept way less.
Gold, baby J. Gold.
So.
It's so beautiful to have a masculine's perspective on this. Why do you think it is that the twin flame is all women? Women, like, I met him. He can't find. There's. You are the only, maybe like two others I've ever spoken with, men, who are like, I found my twin flame. I don't know how to get her. But 98% of the time. Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it just has something to do with me being tapped into my feminine energy.
Probably.
I'm not sure.
Probably. Huh. Because a lot of these women I talk to about their twin flames, I'm like, okay, does this partner know that he is your quote-unquote twin flame? Half of them say, oh, yeah, he knows. We talk about it. And the other half say, no, he's not spiritual. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Well, and most men are working through so much ego. I know women have ego, too. But men are working through so much testosteronal ego that... the last thing on their mind is fucking twin flame, my soulmate? Karmic soulmate. Like, most men just want to know what time is the Pittsburgh Steeler game.
What that mouth do? Beer.
Yeah, like really, most men are working through so much ego.
I know.
That's why, I think.
Oh, it's so true. I love this question. Do twin flames tend to have the same astrology signs, like the same Venus or Moon sign? You have a really cool story about that.
Yeah, so... what I would call twin flame, my very eye-opening experience of a relationship, had matching everything. Like
same sun, moon, rising.
Yes.
Which is very rare. They call that your chart twin, when you have the three main players as the same. I mean, what was that like? Like, twin flame bullshit aside, what is it like
to meet
your chart twin?
Okay, this is going to sound really fucking gross. It is basically like I dated... my sister from a different planet. I'm going to say different planet. I dated my sister from a different planet. And that's why my soul, that's the way I think of it. Like, she came to show me lessons because she knew me this well. But yes, that close of a match, it was literally like, I think we were cut from the same cloth in a different fucking world and sent down here. And just by happenstance, like...
oh, God. You guys probably grabbed that and ran with it, though. Oh, God. You were probably like, oh, but when you pulled each other's charts, you're probably like... oh.
She did the charts.
Did we just become twin flames?
She did the charts. And my mind did the running.
Ah! You were like, this is it. I've really found my literal twin.
I'm not going to go back and tell everybody this, but I did tell people who don't even know about spirituality that I met my twin flame.
I know.
Anyways, next subject.
When you first told me that, I was like, oh, JL, that is rule number one. You don't tell people who know nothing about, like, who are actually against astrology and against spirituality. Like, hey, I've got to leave my marriage because I found my twin flame.
Hey, I know you just got out of church and it's Sunday at 1 o'clock and you're fixing to go to lunch, but I need to tell you this. I met my twin flame.
And we have the same sun, moon, rising sign. Yep. I think our Venuses are even trying each other.
Yeah,
They'd be like, Alexa, Google nearest psych ward.
Yeah, that's how I felt. So any of y'all out there right now who feel like you're fucking crazy, I've been there. Next question.
Seriously, I'm plugging myself, but I'm not. This is why I do the one-on-one consultations. 90% of them, we are talking about these relationships, but I'm helping you sort them out and realize it's okay that you're not alone. So lightworkers-lounge.com, sign up for a consultation one-on-one with me to talk about this shit.
I think I must sign up for one.
That'd be so cute if we actually had a little Zoom call.
This is part of our connection and our relationship. Like, people could think it's stupid and funny, but I would.
You would. You totally would.
I would.
You stop it. You make me blush and cry. We have the same moon sign. I think that's really important.
Yes.
Going off of the astrology. So he's a Virgo. I'm a Sagittarius. Shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z. We feel you. We both have Scorpio moons. You're a Cancer rising. I'm a Taurus rising. We have pretty compatible charts. We're fun. We're two mutables. But hey, just a heads up. True test of romantic compatibility is your moon sign. That's your inner world. That's who you are when you're alone. That's who your true center, core self is. You say all the time, like, I have that Sag goofy personality, loud ass mouth, but...
you flip that switch real quick. And if y'all want to know more about it, it's a really good episode. Go back to last Wednesday and listen to you and Dr. Lennox.
Talk about my chart. Yeah, that's right. Can karmic relationships and twin flames be friends? Like, can they be your friends? Can my best girlfriend, Paulina, be my twin flame? I think you can have a twin flame friend.
The, take the titles off, no matter what you've been through and how bad somebody's hurt you. And trust me, I speak from experience. Mm-hmm. All the people who have hurt me in my past, from my evolved state now, if they were to evolve enough to come back and be like, hey, sorry for what I did, I'd be like, hey, sorry for what I did. And I could literally be friends with some of these relationships. Mm-hmm. I could, because I have gratitude towards what they taught me.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true growth right there. And that is so beautiful. That's what we should all aspire to be, is look back on past relationships and not say, oh, he was such a dick, or whoo, that bitch was crazy. Look back on it and say, I'm so glad they happened, because I grew.
There's something.
I grew.
There's so many people that are like, well, they didn't teach me anything. They did nothing. I promise you, even if it were one fucking conversation that mm-hmm. was had, they helped you grow in some way, shape, or form.
Hell yeah. Here you go, baby J. This one's for you. How do you know if some guy who's kind of ghosting you is a twin flame or not?
How's that mine?
I don't know. I just feel like you could answer.
Okay, let's do that again. How do you know?
How do you know?
If some guy who's kind of ghosting you. Okay, let me Mark Groves you again.
Yeah.
There is no some kind of ghosting you.
You're ghosting?
They're ghosting.
Or you're not.
Exactly. Okay, is a twin flame or not? I think it just comes back to what we discussed earlier. Is it a relationship, or is it a soul that is pulling you towards that person, and this being a woman to a man in this case, mm-hmm. is his soul pulling you that direction because he's living a life that you aspire to have, or there's something within this person that
is teaching you something? When he ghosts you,
yeah.
How do you feel?
Do you
feel abandoned? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel out of control? Okay, let's say you feel abandoned. That's a big one for me, so I can resonate with that. You feel abandoned when he ghosts you. All right, we got that card. Let's go back. Did your parents abandon you when you were a child? Did you get cheated on in your teenage years and felt abandoned and unloved? All right, let's go get that card. Let's keep digging until you reparent yourself and realize that when people abandon me, it has nothing to do with me because I'm perfect the way I am.
Well, I love myself. Yeah, exactly. When you evolve mm-hmm. enough, you wouldn't even write, they're ghosting me. Yeah. Because ghosting wouldn't even be a word in your vocabulary at that point.
Ooh.
So...
touche.
So the answer to the question, yes. It could be twin flame, and his 3D self is not doing this on purpose. It is maybe somewhere out in the universe is pulling the strings,
mm-hmm.
literally trying to show you this is what you need healed.
And it's happening for you, not to you.
Yep.
What is it making you feel when he ghosts you? I'll leave it at that. Okay. I think I've met my twin flame, but I'm scared for the roller coaster that's coming. See... this person probably read up on all these relationships and was like, where's my twin flame? I'm waiting for them. Okay, I found them. But, oh, shit. Here comes the runner and chaser phases.
It has to be. You would have no expectation of any relationship had you not heard something or looked at something.
Wow. So. Yeah, that's what it... Linda. Oh, I love her. That was her question.
She's scared of the roller coaster to come.
Let me tell you this. There's a roller coaster in any relationship. You can find your perfect soulmate and life is easy, grand, whatever. There's a roller coaster in every single relationship. It's a matter of how you ride it, and it's a matter of what you take from it. Do you grow from it, or do you remain stagnant and just fight and bicker with each other? Or do you use it to reach a spirituality or an enlightenment that you never knew possible?
So I think of the roller coaster that we're on, because like mm-hmm. you said, everything's a roller coaster. Every relationship is a roller coaster. The roller coaster that we're riding is one where we're sitting there sipping soda, eating popcorn, mm-hmm. and it is still a roller coaster, still up and down, but it is calm enough because of our love that we can still eat popcorn throughout the ride, and we can still smile, and it's not 1,000 feet up and massive drops down, and it's enjoyable in a sense.
Oh yeah. Let's see. How do you release the idea of being? Here we go. How do you release the idea of only being with your twin flame? You stop reading things online.
You stop holding on to the thought that you need to be with your twin flame.
Because anybody could be the one. The one is not someone that just comes into your life like a knight in shining armor, or your dream goddess woman, and just everything's easy and you found them and everything's great. You have great sex. Money's fine. Life's fine. No. You have to create it. Teamwork. What did the mushrooms tell you the other day? Life can be easy.
Teamwork. Well, you're, I promise this person is putting, they're putting their love in the hands of the 3D version of whoever this person is.
Yeah.
When in fact, like, this whole journey is about going deeper.
Coming home to yourself.
Exactly.
Really. It's all about coming home to yourself. And most importantly, it's about healing generational wounds. I have a long lineage of women who go 1 foot in and 1 foot out because somewhere along the line, great-great-great-grandma in Yugoslavia, I don't know, got cheated on or got abused or got something, and that was engraved in her DNA. She passed it on to my grandma. Grandma passed it on to my mama. My mama's trying to pass it on to me, and I'm saying this is where that shit stops. And so I think of that whenever we have bottom out in our roller coaster journey. I think, do I want to stop this or do I just want to run? Running's easy. Do I just want to say, meh, this was karmic, it sucked, whatever, I learned I needed to? No. There's so much to it.
No, because I smile over at you on that roller coaster and just say, hey, you want some popcorn?
I know.
With some nutritional yeast on it?
Baby Jay! God. If we could leave them with one more piece of advice, because you know what it feels like, and I know that this episode is going to attract a lot of people who were us circa 2018, 17, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What would you leave them with?
I would say, this is me speaking to my younger self. I would say, stop searching for the one and start searching for yourself. And start using lessons that others are teaching you as lessons, and stop attaching yourself to their 3D self. Stop allowing manipulation and certain toxic characteristics of a person and putting titles on them, and literally just continue growing and searching for yourself. And lo and behold, everything you were searching for before is going to manifest, but not until you find yourself.
I felt that in my soul, in my gut. I think I got it on record. My stomach growled. Like, that was powerful. There's my promo video. Thank you. It's true. And, you know, one more question to answer for them is, so many people watch our story on my personal Instagram, the videos I share, the music videos, us dancing by the beach or sharing a toast every night. And they always say, we have people who listen to the show and go out and say, I think I found my JL, instead of saying twin flame. So what would we tell them to create what we have?
Love yourself. That's the same thing. Love yourself enough so that way you can let that amount of love in and you can give that amount of love to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I didn't love myself, not in an egotistical way, but if I didn't love and value myself as much as I do, I wouldn't be able to give you that and more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to describe. It's nothing of, call me crazy, but it's nothing of this earth. And you can't really put words to it sometimes.
It's true. It's not. And we didn't just get lucky.
Mm-mm.
We put in so much inner work. We made a lot of mistakes. We hurt people. We hurt ourselves most. But we always knew that we had to get back up and figure out the lesson in the pain and continue to grow and have really tough conversations with people we really loved. We had to hurt people in order to come home to ourselves. And that's okay. Because the most important thing is that we're happy. Because we exude that happiness onto our children, onto other partners, our friends.
And it's not selfish in a way.
It's not.
You have to be willing to understand that you have your path and somebody else has theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And like you told me the other day, we can talk about that later, but I was willing to give up my journey in a sense for somebody else. And when I asked you the question, would you give up yours
for someone else?
For someone else to have a perfect journey. And you said, no, because this is my journey and their soul already has one.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. And if you guys can hear my pug chewing on his feet, I apologize. And this is real world. This is, we're sitting in a kitchen in Cloudcroft, New Mexico that smells like stinky broccoli farts. My pug is chewing his asshole on the floor. This is real life. And we keep the romance alive.
Damn right.
We do.
Damn right. Oh. Yes, ma'am, honey.
Oh. My Texas muffin. Thank you for recording with me.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And I really hope this helped diffuse some fires, provide some clarity. Moral of the story is don't put title on things. Just live your journey. Take it day by day. Know that everything is a lesson helping you reach an even higher point in your evolution.
And life can be easy.
Teamwork.
Yep.
Ooh. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Lightworkers Lounge. I will see all the Friday bonus chat subscribers this Friday. I think we're going to record an episode playing We're Not Really Strangers.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that'll be the Friday bonus chat. If you're not already subscribed, go to lightworkerslounge.podbean.com and click on any Friday bonus chat to subscribe. $9.99 a month. Cancel anytime you'd like. But they're juicy bonus chats.
Subscribe.
Yeah, you come on them a lot.
I'm subscribed.
I know. Oh, unconditional support. It's so beautiful. I still stop myself all the time and think, are you serious? Even when you like bring me water in bed, I'm like, what? I don't have to carry in all the groceries. What are you doing? Well, and to you, it's like, what?
I love myself enough to do the things that I would want
someone to do for you.
Someone to do for me.
Boom. And that's a wrap. Thank you, baby Jay.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Everything.